Hey, it's your girl Kins K, otherwise known as Kins Sunny, and we are back with another episode of the Kents Lens podcast. I am ecstatic to be back. I think I've been saying that so often in my podcast episodes, but this time, I kid you not, I mean it. You can literally drop your comments down below in the comment section and hold me accountable to this, because I promise you, I am here and I'm here to stay. It's been forever and a day, but I'm super excited to be back, to be chatting to you again, and I really just can't wait to like bond and connect with you once again. So, it's been quite a year, right? I released many episodes in Jan. And okay, let me give a little bit of background about who I am, if you don't yet know me. So I first started my podcast in 2021, and this was after months and months and months of research and planning and, you know, just general, I guess, imposter syndrome and nervousness and uncertainty. Until I finally decided, no, this is something I want to do, and I'm going to do it, right? So if you listen to my first episode, it's titled Let's Talk Self-Doubt and Getting Started, because sometimes when you want to start something, you doubt yourself, because oftentimes when you're starting something, you've never actually done it before, right? And that was pretty much me with my podcast. I didn't know anyone who had a podcast. I was one of the first people in my circle to start a podcast. I knew nothing about podcasting, editing, nothing of the sort, but I just knew that I have like audio diaries. You know, in high school, I would just vent to myself via voice notes or, you know, recordings, if you would rather call it that. And then I decided, no, listen, like, I would actually like to publish those recordings one day so that I can, like, look back and see my journey. And then I was like, okay, but then who would want to listen to those? You know, like, who would want to even pay attention to what I was saying? And that mentality fed into how I thought about my podcast, because now I was thinking, okay, let me make it a little bit more official, let me have a little bit more structure to it, and then see if anyone would even like listen, you know. But eventually I sat myself down and I was like, listen, this is something you want to do, whether you have a crowd or not, sometimes you just need to do things for you. So that's kind of how my podcast started. And then I just kind of fell off the bandwagon. The podcast host I was with, I accidentally deleted my podcast episodes. So now on all my podcasting host platforms, it looks as though I actually started my podcast in 2022. And I think I didn't realize the commitment this was going to need from me. And that was the reason for my inconsistency. And I really had to look back and reflect and kind of re-strategize my podcast and really show up for the people who have been showing up for me and supporting, you know. But that's kind of how it started, my podcast. And if you look back, you'll see I mostly posted in January, and then that would be it. And it's funny because this episode is for January, and trust, you're gonna see me after January, that I can assure you. But today's episode is not about my podcasting journey, but it's rather about the journey that we all go through, you know, where we're chasing happiness, we're chasing that goal, we're chasing, you know, that thing we've always wanted to do or become or achieve, and we think that's where our happiness lies. And that is the reason why I've titled this episode The Arrival Fallacy, because it's basically a concept in which it's defined to be something, or a phenomenon rather, where we believe that happiness is a destination rather than a journey. And I think that Yes, my podcast or starting a podcast was one of those goals, and I did. And for a long time, it gave me that happiness, it gave me that drive, that ambition. But after some time, it was something that just depleted my energy. I had to think of content and make content and publish and edit and all of that. And instead of it being something I derived my joy from, it became like a chore, you know? And that's not something I ever wanted my goals to feel like. And I found this topic to be a very crucial topic to start off the year with, because I think when we have the New Year's buzz and, you know, we're entering the new year with all this excitement and, you know, the feelings of new beginnings, we start to believe that our goals are the ones that hold our happiness and that hold our joy and fulfillment. But that, unfortunately, can be an illusion. And today we're going to talk about it. And so before we get into the ins and outs of the signs of arrival fallacy and the tips, I'd like to define this concept first. So according to Very Well Mind, arrival fallacy is the false notion that achieving success will lead to long-lasting happiness. And if you're a bit confused as to how this can even resonate and apply to you, I'd like to break it down for you and make it a little bit more realistic, right? So this can apply to chasing a promotion or passing that exam or that module or that subject, right? And you feel as though once I get 80% for maths, I will be happy. And then let's say you do it, right? You get 85 even, and you're not happy. This actually happened to me in my personal life last year. And last year being 2022. And it was something that really, really took me off guard. I won't even lie, it shook me to my core, because I never ever thought that I would feel the way I did after achieving something I wanted to achieve for so long. So in my personal life, I'm sure you might know, I run a couple businesses, and one of my businesses, Africa, if you don't know about it, please do check out my social media accounts and profiles. I'll link Afriqueer's link tree in the description on YouTube. Now that I am a YouTube hun, and I've now put my podcast on YouTube as well. But if you didn't know, please go check it out. Subscribe on there as well. But yeah, just obviously diversifying the platform so that you can choose a platform that you are most comfortable with interacting and engaging with. But yeah, it was with regards to Afriqueer, and like I said, I will link that in the YouTube description or any of the descriptions that allow links. And Afriqueer was one of my babies, seriously. When I would work towards Afriqueer, I would put my all, you know. And one of the things that I had really, really considered to be a milestone for us was hitting 1,000 followers. And we did, and I cried. And I didn't cry tears of joy. I cried because getting to 1,000 followers, it might just look like 1,000 followers to the average person, but to me, that was nights staying up, making content, building a team, managing a team, learning to manage a team, and learning to manage a business. All at the age of 20, I started at 18, and learning myself, learning my businesses, learning how to manage both of those, and all the sacrifices I had to make for Afriqueer, you know, sacrificing my time with loved ones, with friends. There's so many times where I would just be on my laptop the entire day instead of really spending time with the people that are close to me and that mean so much to me. And I also thought of, like, you know, because obviously this business is quite controversial. If you've seen it or you've heard about it, you might know. Obviously, it's an African queer movement. I don't want to get too much into the ins and outs of that, because you can look that up in your own time. I don't want to take away from the essence of this episode. But I really reflected on how much it took for me to get to where I wanted to be. And it broke me. It broke me. I had to sacrifice relationships, romantic ones as well, so that I could focus on my businesses and give my all to them. And when I finally hit that goal, as much as I was proud, I kind of saw it coming. You know, when you're at the 900, 950, you know that you're gonna hit 1,000 followers, right? And I saw it coming, and I think that already depleted my energy before I hit the goal. So because I saw it coming, the excitement just faded. And I'm sure you might relate to this in other aspects of your life. You know, you're doing well in all your cycle tests, or, you know, your fitness levels are going up, you know, you're struggling to find that challenge. And that's exactly how I felt, but I felt extremely tired as well afterwards. So that's just one of the examples in my personal life that happened quite recently. But this can apply to all aspects of life, you know, whether you're an athlete, you're a professional, you're an academic. The arrival fallacy is not uncommon to those with big goals, big dreams, and big ambitions. But I don't want you to fall into the trap of thinking that your happiness is when you hit the goal. And with the whole New Year's craze and buzz, there is so much talk around goals, and I will be focusing on goals a lot this month. But your goals is not where you can derive your joy or your fulfillment, ironically enough. I think at times, yes, that can be the case, but we should be aware that if that isn't the case, we shouldn't be surprised and we shouldn't feel bad about it, because it is normal. And so I want to kind of share with you the signs of arrival fallacy. This might be a good time to get out a notepad and a pen so you can keep track of all of these things, so that you can reference it. You know, if you start feeling some type of way, you can reference this and identify it for what it actually is. So the first sign that you might be facing the arrival fallacy is discontent after reaching a goal. I think this is the most obvious one. It is the one that is the most painful, I think. And it's basically just feeling like, I reached this goal, but what was it worth? You know, I sacrificed time with my family. I sacrificed time for myself. I was sleep deprived, wasn't eating well. I was stressed, whatever the case is, and you just don't feel content afterwards. So that is the biggest sign that you are facing the arrival fallacy. But there are three more that you could perhaps identify with that aren't as obvious as the first one. They're a bit more subtle. And the second sign that you are facing the arrival fallacy is setting goals that are difficult to attain or unrealistic, right? So you've hit a goal and you saw yourself hitting this goal. And there's an article I read, I forgot which blog it was, but when I find it, I will link it as well, where, and I touched on this a little bit earlier, where you can see yourself about to hit that goal. Like you're about to get to the finish line, and you get to the finish line, but you knew you were gonna get to the finish line, and by the time you do, you're already over it. Like you don't even feel excited, right? So that kind of seeps into the second sign, which is setting goals that are difficult to attain or that are unrealistic, because now you've managed to attain this goal and perhaps you didn't feel like it was enough of a challenge. Maybe it was too easy, or you're chasing that next high. You want that next hit of dopamine, of excitement, right? So you end up setting a goal and chasing a goal that is quite unrealistic to attain and quite difficult to attain. And it's good to challenge yourself 100%. But you find yourself setting a goal that is out of your reach just because you feel satisfied with the goal that you've reached. It's quite ironic. Maybe ironic is not the right word. Maybe it's a paradox. I don't know. Please do share with me what the right term for that would be. But you feeling that this goal was just not challenging enough let me set another one, because I'm not happy that I've hit this goal. Like, yes, I've hit it and I'm happy I've hit it, but I want it to feel better than how I'm feeling, you know? And it might sound absurd if you've never ever experienced this. And I think I properly experienced it when I faced challenges after hitting my goal that I had set for Africa. And I think part of those challenges were because of arrival fallacy. They were driven by arrival fallacy, that I was just not happy with this goal. And I started just looking at how I'm feeling and how I'm feeling so discontent with everything. And then seeing every kind of flaw in my business or everything I don't like, and just falling into this like abyss of just apathy, really. And yeah, and angst. Yeah. So that is the second sign that you are facing arrival fallacy. The first one is discontent after reaching a goal. And the second one is setting goals that are difficult to attain or are unrealistic. And the third sign that you're facing the arrival fallacy is feeling lost or confused after big life achievements or milestones, right? A big life achievement or milestone that I recently experienced in my personal life was turning 21. For me, that wasn't even a big deal, but people around me made it a big deal until I started being like, oh, okay, this is a big deal. And then just feeling lost and confused, like, that is a milestone in my life. And it's a goal, I guess, for some people to reach that age. You know, obviously some of these things are out of our control, or to have done certain things by a certain age. And let's say you do something big, you know, something so memorable, so monumental in your life. Then after that, you just feel confused and lost and you don't know where to go. Like, another close to home example is you graduate, or you finish high school, or you land that new job, you get married, things like that, you know, you have a baby. Those are all huge life achievements, huge milestones in one's life. And it's funny because it's like you've been waiting so long to hit this milestone, and then you hit it and you just don't know what to do after that. And the happiness that you thought you were going to feel from that is fleeting. It might be momentary, you know, you feel it here and there, and then it starts to dissolve and just dissipate, because you actually don't know what to do now that you've hit that goal. So that is the third sign that you are facing the arrival fallacy. And then the fourth one, and one that I think is very common to anyone who has ever had a goal and has ever tried to actively reach that goal, is goal fatigue. And if you don't know what that is, goal fatigue is basically being exhausted and burnt out after achieving a goal. I definitely experienced that last year with Africa. You know, I'd worked so hard to reach that goal that after that, I had no energy left in me to give to everything else Africa was about to do. And it took from me, you know, and that can happen all the time. You study so hard for June exams, or your final exams, and then you finish them and you are so exhausted. You just don't want anything to do with any of those goals, and it stresses you how tired reaching that goal was for you, or how tiresome it was, rather. So those are the four signs of the arrival fallacy, and I really want you to take note of them, digest them, and try and see if any of these signs apply to you, because sometimes they can be in conjunction with other things, and sometimes we might think it's not that deep, or sometimes we think it's too deep and things get lost in translation. But if you can relate to one or more, you could be facing the arrival fallacy. And I mean, right now it's January, a lot of people don't face the arrival fallacy at this time, but I think it's a good forewarning to know that that might be the case. And these are the signs you should look out for, should you eventually face arrival fallacy. I really hope none of you do. It's an awful, terrible feeling, but it's something to take note of. always remind yourself that your happiness, your confidence should not be derived in things that you do. You are not, you know, what you do. And by that, I mean, you're not your profession. You're not your career. You are your own individual outside of the services you offer to society, capitalist society, which I'm part of at least. So you are not that. You are your own person. And it's important to find happiness within yourself. You know, what are the things that make you happy? And oftentimes, it's so funny, oftentimes the things that make us happy are the things that we do and the goals that we chase. But that's exactly where the illusion is that thinking that the happiness is in the destination and not the journey that you're on right now. So just want to leave you with that insight to kind of help you realize that happiness, joy, fulfillment, those are things that happen in the process. They don't happen at the destination. So as you start off your year, keep that in mind. Don't think that once you lose that amount of weight that you will be happy, you will be confident. You need to do it because you are happy to be treating yourself better, to be doing this for yourself, because you want to be healthier. You're happy to be making steps towards being a happier person. Don't leave your happiness where your goal is, you know. Don't wait to be that weight. But yeah, don't wait to be that weight to be happy. Don't wait to get that mark to be happy. Don't wait for that promotion to be happy, you know. But yeah, I really hope that helps you. And even though we've spoken about the arrival fallacy, I obviously do have some tips for you if you are currently facing that, or if you will face that in future. So if you didn't take out your notepad and pen, again, now is a good time to do so. I have 4 tips for you. And the first one is, understand that goal setting is a process and not a place. Okay, setting goals is something that happens continuously. It's not going to just happen in January. You're going to have to review your goals quarterly. At least that's what I try and do. You review your goals every couple of months and just be like, okay, am I on track? Am I not? Let me re-strategize. Let me redirect. Your goal will constantly be set. And once your goals have been reached, you'll constantly set other goals. So it is a process. It's not a place. And my first tip for you, if you are facing the arrival fallacy, is to understand that goal setting is a process. And then my second tip for you is to marry the process and divorce the result. This is not a saying I came up with, but it's definitely something I've heard my mentors say to me before. The result is so attractive, it's so tempting, but the result happens after the process. And if you marry the process, the result is guaranteed. But if you marry the result and divorce the process, there will be no result to begin with. So yeah, my second tip is marry the process, divorce the result. And the third tip, if you are facing the arrival fallacy, is to be present. You know, allow yourself to reflect and be present in the moment. You know, take time to introspect, understand why you are feeling discontent. Are you drawing your self-esteem from this goal? Are you hitting this goal for other people? Are you doing it to appease other people or impress other people? What are you doing? Try and be present in the moment. Be present with your feelings and try and understand and dissect them so that you can better learn from them and better learn from this experience. And then the fourth tip is to set smaller goals. And this is in reference to the sign where setting goals, or you set goals that are too difficult or unrealistic, the second sign that I mentioned. And if you set smaller goals, it allows you to avoid things like goal fatigue, feeling lost and confused. You know, instead of aiming for 95% on your next maths exam, aim to get 95% in the homework that you're doing or in the next cycle test, so that by the time you get to the exam, you are confident enough to be able to say, I can possibly get that 95% if you've been setting that same goal for smaller projects, you know? Take that how it resonates, apply it to your life, how it works for you or how it makes sense to you. But yeah, just to run over the signs of arrival fallacy. The first one is discontent after reaching a goal. And the second one is setting goals that are difficult to attain or unrealistic. The third sign of arrival fallacy is feeling lost or confused after big life achievements or milestones. And the fourth one, the fourth sign is goal fatigue, which is being exhausted or burnt out after achieving a goal. And tips to combat that are to understand that goal setting is a process, not a place. The second tip is to marry the process and divorce the result. The third tip is to be present by all means. And the fourth tip is to set smaller goals. I really, really hope this episode has helped you and has given you some insight, and that it has enriched you somehow. You know, you're not alone. We're all doing this life thing together, and everyone is just trying to figure it out, just like you, boo. And I'm gonna be back consistently this time, I promise. You can hold me accountable in the comments, like I mentioned earlier. But this was great. I'm looking so forward to spending the rest of this year chatting to you and helping you out in this journey called life as we kind of navigate it together, you know. But with that said, I am wishing you a prosperous, awesome new year, and stay tuned. We have something very, very exciting coming up in the next 2 weeks. We have a new segment that I have decided to start, and I'm really, really hoping you will enjoy it as much as I do. But yeah, turn on your post notifications so you can be the first person to know. And yeah, feel free to reach out to me on any of my social media platforms. I'm always open to feedback and criticism. It helps us grow, it prunes us. But it's been so great being back chatting to you, and I will see you next week. Hey, my love. If you enjoyed this past episode, please feel free to leave a review. Or better yet, send it to someone who you think it will resonate with. Otherwise, you can reach out to me on Instagram at KensK or KensLens Podcast. Alternatively, though, you can visit my website, www.kensk.com, where you'll get to understand me a little bit better and a little bit more personally, and understand everything it is I do outside of podcasting, including my beauty brand partnership, as well as the page I run called AfriQueer, intended to empower and educate African queer people and their allies about African queer culture and history. Or you can just shop at my Pride merch line, which I would totally, totally appreciate. Otherwise, my love, I hope you have a good day or night, wherever you are, and stay tuned for next week's episode.